Alright, time for another DryPhysics.com video presentation. Alright, so the aftermath of the big Brozo bombshell, which obviously was a dud, but we'll have to go through it. Eek. Let's not do that. Let's do this one. Don't even want to, eek. So, class all the way. He just outdid himself with his showing he's the bigger man and his love of science, especially women in science. Again, he's doing another tribute video to women in science. The fact that he wants it in the ass is no surprise. So this is just disgusting. So I haven't even got to the comments yet. Just this preamble of his is just such a pile of crap. So anyway, my gift to everyone. Okay, a rotten experiment, really. I mean, frankly, you can't even figure out to do the minimum. That is, have a level playing field, right? I mean, that's sort of your scientific obligation here, is to make sure your air track doesn't have huge biases in it. And he didn't do that. Quite obviously. When he let go of the lighter cart on the end of the track, it clearly gained substantial velocity. Now, it can only do that by accelerating, and the only thing available to accelerate it are either the cart is incredibly uneven somehow, by putting all this weight on it, he's made one end to lift up and one end down, and the air is actually blowing out one end more than the other, or gravity. Okay, that the whole track is not even level. That's the only place you can get the acceleration from. But the point is, it's a lot of acceleration, not a little bit. The acceleration is actually faster than the 2/3 the other cart leaves with, right? So, a lot of acceleration. Not a good thing. In a momentum experiment. Anyway, all right. My gift to everyone, especially Professor Lewin, MIT. And Gary Draft Science. Proof Walter Loom was not lying or cheating. So it clearly doesn't explain or prove his innocence. I mean, it certainly doesn't show us any videotape of him weighing the cards with the clay on them. That's for sure. I mean, it can't really do a proof, I don't think. But yes, okay, if you're going to say that the experiment came out the way the math says for a reason. Now, it still doesn't explain the second experiment where it doesn't come out right at all, not even close. And the proof is of limited value because it doesn't come with any explanations for how the proof could be a proof. And then you haven't explained how free momentum is a real thing, that somehow some physicist believes in free momentum. I haven't heard any physicists say they believe in free momentum. I mean, Pirro's not a physicist, by the way. So let's just say I haven't heard any physicists say it. Now, some wackies have said it, but I haven't heard a physicist say it. So anyway, obviously I've pointed out the perpetual energy machine you could make if this was true. Nobody's explained how it fails in some mechanical way, like there's some defect in the logic. So this is a really weak proof, is all I would say. Very weak. The way Gary has been shamefully and wrongfully publicly slandering him lately. So, the slander is pointing out how the experiment doesn't make any sense, okay, and it clearly does have what you could call a defect in it, in the sense that what's the clay doing on the cart? There's no way to figure out why it's necessary to put the clay on the smaller cart. By all logic, the larger cart is the one that would be underweight. Okay, because it has fewer attachments technically per its weight, right? The heavier the cart, the less value the attachments add. So if you only have two attachments, you have two carts that are of one's twice as massive as the other. Obviously, the added attachments increase the weight proportionally a lesser amount. And so you would have to compensate for that by adding to the twice as heavy cart twice as many attachments. So the cart that's supposed to be underweight appears to be overweight. So I'm just saying, do you have a logical explanation? No. You're just going to assert that in spite of the evidence, I say, okay, fine. And you say it with a piece of crap. Okay, so you're standing up and saying this is good science, that you're doing good proofs. Again, he has the word proof in capital letters. And this is exactly how science goes the wrong way. This is Ken Wheeler bullshit. You're a slander and a shame to the scientific method and to people looking for the truth. All right, anyway. Assisted by coward defender Toady UK. So now he's taking shots at, you know, if you read Toady's paper, he's hardly convinced of anything. And he's still even defending the high school air track where, the instruction manual says the cart weighs three times. And it's kind of obvious it doesn't weigh three times. That it's only a twice the length cart. And he still wants to be, persuaded. He wants the real evidence that it's not. So he's hardly jumping, to a conclusion. He's merely saying this is a subject worthy of some investigation. He's hardly any more aggressive than that. So look at the attack on him. For what? For saying it's a good question. We should get answers. Oh. All right, anyway. And other pathetic individuals with no life or balls. So, again, it took Brozo 4 months to produce this video. Okay. And so he's calling it balls to basically know your air track's a piece of crap and not admit it. That's what he calls balls. So we have no video of his air track actually working, ever. Where the cart actually goes back and forth in some sort of frictionless manner. No evidence that he put a cart on it and it doesn't go somewhere very fast. No evidence that he could ever get it level or ever get it straight. No, we have no evidence that it actually works the way an air track's supposed to work. And so, yes, he has the balls to produce a piece of evidence that's very incomplete and clearly not very well substantiated as credible. All right. Regarding Walter Lewin's lecture, blah, 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 collisions. Further videos will follow. Wow, so excited. To emphasize the point that Gary and his associates need to issue a public apology for slandering people who have tried to educate people. So let's understand, every single one of Brozo's experiments has been a contrivance. He does the experiment a million times, tries to make accidents, it's like evolution, and then films the accidents. Films the ways you can possibly do the experiment wrong to get the right answer. All right, so to get the answer he wants, he just does it enough times to force it to be broken enough to get the right answer. And that's all that takes place, because that's the only reason why it would take him a month to announce a video and then to actually publish a video. A month ago, he said he had this credible video of his air track. Why take a month for us to see it? Oh, yeah, for obvious reasons. All right. In a world where conspiracy theorists like Gary, there's no conspiracy except you're all dishonest, lying little sacks of weaselly woo chasing shit. You don't give a shit about the truth. You're religious kooks. You have your own little special golden theories of reality that have nothing to do with a physical reality that doesn't give you room to, be special. Yeah, you're little balloon chasers. All right, anyway, theorists like Gary do not think before they speak. So obviously I went through the entire history and did a whole bunch of thinking and did a whole bunch of, how could that be right? And then I went out and looked for the answer. How could it be right? And then I found the quote where Lewin says, you can finagle kinetic energy, but you can't finagle momentum. And then he explains how, your fuel gets more and more powerful the faster you're moving, which doesn't make any sense. How can I make the gasoline more powerful by just moving faster? That doesn't make any sense. Whatever. And try to ruin a person's good reputation. Blah, 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 blah. That's not the effort. That's not what's being tried. What's on trial is a 350-year-old mistake, where physics believed bullshit. you know, it's really only a 300-year-old mistake, because it's really 1724, because even though the mistake was first announced, okay, 60 or 70 years before that, nobody fell for it. So it wasn't a big deal, the mistake. You know. Anyway, go to hell, Gary and Toady UK. So again, unnecessarily clumping us together. Toady UK has only argued that it doesn't make any sense to him. Free momentum doesn't make any sense to him. That's why he wants to understand why it's possible to have free momentum, because from his understanding of reality, that's free energy. There's really no way to extract free momentum from the concept of free energy. I mean, if I'm making something have more momentum, I can get more stuff out of it. It can do more damage in the universe. It's just a fact. Momentum is power. If you don't think momentum is power, what the fuck? You know, but there's no point in having a conversation with you, because you don't make any sense, in my opinion, in his opinion. All right. You are both pricks to have jumped to your premature conclusion. So again, the conclusion is that there's no counter argument explaining how this silly experiment can be true, that this outcome can be validated. Because as I pointed out, just like as I pointed out with the lever is incongruent with other facts. If the lever is producing twice as much energy on one side than you had to put in on the other side, that makes it a free energy machine. And still, there hasn't been one peep or a glimmer of an argument to explain how it's not free energy. premature conclusions and run away from. So this is the funny part. Where's anybody run away from? What's run away is, okay, the naked scientists all ran away and closed the board. Nobody's made a new comment on that other board, by the way. And I have solicited your links to the, you know, videos that would somehow explain any of this, and they don't exist. There's no other evidence of it. You don't have any 8-pound bowling ball, you know, video. You don't have the wrecking ball video. You don't have an in-space navigating video. You don't have a single piece of evidence confirming the outcome of this experiment. That is, not any other experiment in the universe duplicates this result. So who's running away? Oh, yeah, okay. From the problem of your own making. So there's no problem we have made, and you're going to have to, like I said, you know, look, maybe in, you know, maybe history will look back and say, well, Gary, you were taking on a lunatic right from the start. You knew that, right? He's a confessed crazy person. He has a official professional crazy certification. Yeah, of course it was, you know, this was a stupid battle to have in the first place. So they'll diminish this, you know, as not being much of a fight, and, you know, they'll just, you know, maybe let you off with being a nutter. But yeah, I mean, the truth is you're going to have to live with what you've created here, which is a gigantic pile of slander and nonsense. This bullshit, you think this is going to impress somebody somewhere? Sorry. No, it's going to make you look like the turd who was just doing your little dishonest thing. You know, just cheating wherever you could. All right. So, comments. Let's sort them. Okay. By newest first, which you always have to do. All right. So, this John Walker guy, again, he's the free energy nut. So, let's understand, he believes in free energy. He believes we're going to make the, any day now. You know, the machine is going to be made, so no worries for the future. And again, as I pointed out to Brozo, I essentially have patent rights to this particular method of creating, deriving free energy. You know, so you know, I'm in a pretty good position, frankly. If I'm wrong, I'm going to be wrong in such a way that's so beneficial to myself. Anyway, Mr. Strawman is debunking a YouTuber who uses exactly the same schema as Mr. Strawman uses. So that's a lie. It's an insane lie. But whatever. So he actually is debunking himself. So that makes absolutely no sense at all. Obviously, I don't do a single experiment like Brozo. So that's just not true. Mr. Strawman states also that there are only two equations. So again, there's the whole conversation is just about MV, mass and velocity. And you say the mass is half, essentially, and the velocity is squared. Newton, Descartes, and Galileo say, no, you're not going to get right answers with that crap. All right. But that means that he has never, ever in his life opened a physics book at all. Well, I have, and yeah, I was unimpressed by the complexity of the equation. Like, I always did say something like, why, that's squared and a half. That's a weird circumstance. It's almost like the half is trying to undo what the squaring is doing. It's just kind of strange. But I really didn't think about it in terms of the bullet and the gun and how it really is such a gross violation of Newton's third law. It just makes no sense at all. The bullet has 2,000 joules. The gun only has 2. What the hell? We're supposed to have equal and opposite reaction. That's hardly an equal and opposite reaction. 2 joules and 2,000 joules? Not even close. So anyway, this has nothing to do with F equals MA in the sense that that's just the formula that you said, you know, you liars put in Newton's mouth, and Newton never said it is the point. And the fact is that collisions really aren't about any kind of MA crap, because you can't even measure the acceleration in, say, for example, in Newton's cradle. You can't measure these distances of the transfer of energy. It takes place over a minute, imperceptible distance. We don't get to see the acceleration. It happens so on such a minute scale. So it's all bullshit anyway. This has no applicability to this conversation about the transfer of energy from one object to another. You're arguing that there, if it got more velocity, that somehow the velocity is much more important than the mass. And clearly, Galileo, Descartes, and Newton didn't think so, and I don't think so. I don't see any reason to believe so. There's no evidence supporting your theory. Okay. The equation F equals ma, for example, completely dissolves from his brain. Well, because yes, it is it's really a fucking piece of shit as an equation. Again, I'll just say it again. What are you saying acceleration is? Acceleration is a rate. So what are you going to say when you put it, something in to fill that A? What are you going to put in? You're going to put in a rate number, right? Like 5 miles an hour. Well, it has to be a rate, you know, that you're accelerating at 5 miles an hour for how long? 1 second? It's always 1 second somehow. It's magical that the rate always comes in just for 1 second. You only did it for 1 second. You only accelerated for 1 second. So if you don't, there's no number here. There's no time. So a rate has to come with a time. How long were you pushed at that rate? And that's how much you don't even understand gravity, because it's clearly what gravity does. Gravity pushes you at a rate. And the rate it pushes you just matters how long you're in it and getting pushed at that rate. So you're the one who can't do grammar school math. All right, and even when you say, I don't know, see, reading his moron comments is probably just a waste of time. And even when you say one is just a is just a message for the other, what are you talking about? I never said that. Is A equals F divided by M completely different in use? It's not, but it's completely is piece. It's still a piece of bullshit. The A is a rate. How can dividing the force by the mass give you a rate? It can't. It's useless. So it is not simply 100 in and 200 out. So it obviously is, and my lever example just is undefeatable in the sense that we know how much we're putting in. Okay, it's declared. It's a mass weighing a certain amount, moving a certain velocity that equals, by your own equation, a certain joules of energy. And then by your own equation, we're saying what comes out of the other side. So this is just bullshit. All right. Yes, it is that simple. He is only free energy nutcracker who wants to make the audience believe his unfounded prophecy. So again, this isn't a counter-argument to anything, so we'll give up on it pretty soon. Mr. Stroman claims there's nothing to argue and there is no dispute. So that's not what's being stated. The clear argument is that you are religious kooks, okay, arguing for a theory that you can't substantiate with reliable evidence, with evidence with any integrity. His free energy is real. So clearly, that argument can't be made. There's nothing in what I've argued as a fact of the universe that can be converted into anything you could prove to be free energy. So you'll clearly not prove that statement. You just have to believe him and bow. So more bullshit. He thinks that 2/3 is going one way and 1/3 is going the other way. I don't know what he's talking about now. So now we're back to the carts. And it's clear what the argument there is, right? So let's just understand how stupid this idiot is. Okay, where the school kid knows that 3/4 go one way. So he's now overtly disputing Professor Lewin. So for what point? So he can't even get a description of the Professor Lewin video correct. Clearly, Professor Lewin has 2/3 written on the blackboard and 1/3 written on the blackboard. And he's subtracting the 1/3 from the 2/3, okay, the velocity of the double mass, okay, to create the 100, you know, to get the back what you put in. So there's no dispute about it. And 1/4 goes the opposite direction. Okay, so this is such an egregious lie. And stupid statement that we can really say, right? There's no point in reading any more of this crap, right? I mean, he can't even get this detail right. I mean, fuck it. Okay. So we'll just ignore that. All right, so let's see what Brozo says 3 hours ago. Looks like I have some funny material to work with when I get a chance to listen to his response. So, you know, it's 20-something minutes, my response. Yeah. Whatever. So basically, yet another blatant moving of the goalpost. So just what? The goalpost was you should demonstrate that your track is actually level. Oh, yeah, that's just terribly outrageous of us, isn't it? Yeah, the goalpost moving is crazy here, isn't it? And then suggest that maybe if you're going to do the experiment going one way on a non-level track, maybe you should have the experiment go the other way just to make sure the non-level track didn't influence the results any. Yeah, but you weren't smart enough to figure that out, were you? Oh, no, maybe you were smart enough and said, I can't do that because then it'll show that the track is biased. Okay, so he's actually dug up the ground itself and moved goals into the changing room. So whatever, all this, now he's going to just, you know, tell another little story about this, like this is the subject. No, not even close. Hidden the goals, stuck in a van, driven, whatever, blah, blah. Anything hit the net, 20th, so this is all just a joke. He can't actually make an argument. So now he has to deny what the goal is, that it ever existed. So again, he can't obey simple, like, you know, crooked tape measure rules. He can't figure out the obvious. No, it's not really good to hold the ruler crooked. Ugh, shit. All right. So gone. I presume if I read you right, and his pathetic claims that all he wanted to see was what I actually showed him. So that's a lie right there, right? I'm saying put the spring on the end of the track and shoot the two carts. Much simpler. Well, you can't get much simpler than banging a one-mass cart into a two-mass cart, and yet you couldn't do that. And then you had to pile a whole bunch of weight on them. You know, and you got to just ask why you did it that way and why you taped them on in such a weird manner. I mean, why didn't you spread them out across the whole cart? Why would you pile them all in one place? Gone is the very pretense he believes in experimentation. So, you know, just more nonsense. Yeah. Obviously, you know, because somebody says, well, yeah, the experiment should be clean and concise and precise. That the experiment should have a little bit of precision to it. No. Crooked tape measure, fine. Okay, sloping air track, fine. How could that fuck the results up? Yeah, that couldn't possibly matter, right? That the cart accelerates without pushing? That you don't need to push the one cart into the other cart? That you're not pushing the momentum into the cart? You don't even need to provide the energy for the experiment to take place? Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, really, if that cart had drifted a little further, it would have been going as fast as when he pushes it. I mean, you don't understand how that's pretty bad. All right, gone is any pretense. He just wanted to see the carts weighed and the masses confirmed. So that's obviously not the only thing I wanted to see, and it's not the only thing I've suggested. So I just needed to be videoed straight on an angle. Well, yeah, that's important. I mean, frankly, again, you can't understand how it's really good to watch when you're looking at a ruler that the ruler is proportional in both directions. And again, it's not great. See, the problem with the piece of film we have now, first off, it's nowhere near 120 frames. But on top of that, it's got, you know, the lens is a little distorted to give a wider angle view. So you can see more bicycling action. And the problem with that is that those cheap wide angle lenses create quite a bit of distortion. So now if you put another tape measure on top of his, if you put an electronic tape measure into the video, it's not going to help you too much because the image is so distorted. All right. Gone is his lie that he just wanted to see it videoed in at a decent frame rate. So again, the frame rate was okay, but as I pointed out, all you need is a change in the number. 1/10 of an inch here, 1/10 of an inch there, and the results are completely different. So clearly it has to be pretty precise. Gone is the claim he just wanted to debate about the subject. Well, you haven't touched the subject. So again, you still haven't explained how free momentum isn't free energy. And you still haven't explained how my perpetual motion machine won't work. Gone is his claim that to have more integrity than anyone else on the planet, well, whatever that is. Gone is the claim that he's going to have to build an air track himself. I don't think I ever said I would build an air track, but coming up with some better device, you know, might be worth trying. But anyway. And gone is this soft southern twat toady. So again, what is this? Who promised he was going to buy an air track? No, he said if he can't get anything to happen, any resolution, then he'll do it. That's right. If it has to be that way, he can't get an experimentalist. He can't get somebody competent and not overtly biased like you to do the experiment. Then yeah, he'll do it. And I'll make the same claim. I just don't think it's my job. Physics has had 300 years to prove this wacky theory. Why haven't they produced anything called credible evidence? In 300 years, all they have is Professor Loom with a blob of clay on a cart. What do they have? All right. I'm still counting down the days and hours from the commitment. Let's hold him to it. All right, if Gary had, and again, I showed a video where a high school has six of them. I mean, six of them in a high school classroom. So all these air tracks and nobody can do anything with them. You know, pathetic. All right, if Gary had one shred of credibility, it is now gone. Well, whatever. I never thought you had much credibility. And you're just making it more, you're verifying it with each rendition of your, whatever it is, your great tributes to women in science. Yeah. All right. If not in his own, whatever this is, gromless brain. So these wonderful British flowers that he picks for us of whatever these little fun little words, English words. If you can call it that, his credibility is gone. Yeah, you already said that. From the minds of the oddballs who follow him until now. So again, Brozo, like I said, every single experiment to date has been fundamentally flawed. Either because the experiment is so fucking filthy, nobody could see it. Or he has so many contrived little gadgets in the way of the experiment happening you know, to force the results he wants. That, yeah, you got it. It's laughably incomplete. All right. Any who continue to follow him get what they deserve. Exactly what I would argue. That is my hope, too. So we finally agree on one thing. I hope you get exactly what you deserve, and all of your little fucking tart friends and buddies supporting you get exactly what they deserve, which is to be... is to live a life where you get thieved from and stolen from by all of these lying crooks of the world, the people whose incentives and motivations are corrupt and depraved. I hope you get consumed by bullshit, okay? Because you deserve it. You deserve to have to paddle through a bunch of liars and pathetic people who never talk about anything that could matter. Always off the subject and using, I mean, you know, I could even go into the extortion. I mean, your own statements where you have to drive me off the internet. What kind of crap is that? You can't handle somebody having a different opinion than you? And what's your big fear? I'll be convincing? Why would I be convincing? I'm not doing anything. You know, there's no puppet show here. You know, there's no, like, TV show. You know, what exactly would be somebody's incentive to be fooled by any of it? What's the, you know, where's the magic tricks? All right. Not being able to look in the mirror anymore without thinking I'm now lying to myself to defend a prick who's been lying to me for years. So we know that, like I said, we have, Brozo has provided no real information for why he didn't publish the results months ago. He keeps claiming his air track works, yet he can't produce any evidence that it actually works, that it's not a steaming piece of shit, okay? We haven't seen a cart even make one trip across the fucking air track, all right? So it's all been a bunch of bullshit, and, you know, he's pretending that he feels okay about that. All the games he has played for 4 months about this stupid experiment and how he has the proof. And again, he said he's proven something. Now, his first little clip he showed was filmed from an insanely silly angle. I mean, for him not to admit that it's a silly angle for reading a ruler is just plain... I mean, it's such a pathetic thing not to admit, okay, that the video was fundamentally and catastrophically flawed as a bit of scientific data. It had no scientific value because of the way it was filmed. It was such a distorted view. And he has, this is, you know, this is, and since then, 1 month ago, this is all he's produced. Okay. That he knew what he was talking about. He was so convincing, I virtually married him. Whatever, this creepy that is. I don't know what the fuck that's about. Well, may your marriage be blessed with lots of tiny morons. So I don't even know what that is. So what the hell is he talking about here? Yeah, I don't know. That's just, I'm now lying to myself to defend a prick who's been lying to me for years. I don't know. Too weird. All right. Thank you, John. I was so engrossed laughing at Gary's response. So he's laughing at the idea that his cart is accelerating rather dramatically, without any energy supplied to the experiment. That the experiment is dramatically creating momentum and he hasn't put any in yet. And he laughs at that. Okay. As it seems from your karma, I forgot to thank you for providing all the useful detail. Thank you. So what useful details were provided? Oh, that's right, none. Oh, it's just so bad. All right, so these are probably all Farley, you know, all the ones that don't have icons and half the ones that do. Great experiment. You have a lot of perseverance to show Gary is wrong, although he will not accept it. Well, obviously, I can't accept shit, okay? Yeah, you have to do better than shit as an experiment. I mean, he should have at least cleaned it up a little. I mean, frankly. I mean, the broken tape measure crooked. I mean, it's just, eh. He couldn't even tape the weights onto the carts in any kind of symmetrical, clean way. It just looks like shit. All right, continue the great work. And you have to ask why. Why does he have extra weight on the lighter cart? You only have to put weight on one of the carts to make them balance out. One of the carts is already cut twice as big. Well, it's actually cut a little more than twice as big, which is hard to explain also. But anyway. So you don't put weights on both carts. Anyway. All right. No, you won't accept it on the outside, but deep down inside of him. So again, there's no way to accept it and except to accept free energy. So again, I don't really understand. You still have provided absolutely no reasoning, no explanation for how it's not free energy. That if I can, keep increasing by 1/3 the momentum, that I don't have a free energy cycle that goes as far as I want it to go, and I can make as much energy as I want. So you still haven't explained how you can have free momentum. That as a concept, it makes any sense as a concept. All right. Even he realizes more and more, no, I don't, that he's having to lie to himself. So these are all little dreams of Brozo. But obviously the real truth is the whole reason why I didn't publish a video for a month is because he's full of doubt. All right. And I finally provoked him. Okay. I pushed it. And he finally said, okay, I'll publish what I know to be a shit video. And he knows it. I mean, he knows his air track is a piece of shit. That's why he had a little red line on there. That's why he did it the whole way he did it, is because he knows if I do the experiment over here, it doesn't work. If I do it over here, it does. He already knows that. And these are the very worst kind of lies. No, yours are the worst kind. Because again, you know your experiment sucks. You know it's a distortion. You know you've seen it do exactly the opposite. You've gotten exactly opposite results. And you're not going to tell anybody that. You're not going to explain how, you can get all kinds of results. If you fiddle with this air track enough and you have it broken enough, you can get exaggerated results in this way and exaggerated results that way. And I just happen to provide you the film of the ones that were in my favor. Even though they still don't fit Lewin's experiment. But anyway, he couldn't break it enough to make it perfect. Yeah. All right, they're eating away at him. So again, this is just, go ahead, have your daydreams and your delusions. You think this, again, even if you could do the experiment perfect and duplicate what Professor Lewin did in, it's not that hard to try to fake it without the clay on it, right? You can cut this middle strip a little bit or do something else that would be more deceptive than blobs of clay. You're still stuck with what's the end conclusion. So I'm quite confident there's no thing as free energy. I'm quite certain all the loonies out there would have found it by now. So I'm sure there's no free energy. And your experiment is a free energy experiment. I'm confident about how levers work. I already did the diagram of the lever. Just explain where in the lever video there's a mistake. Go ahead and explain to me where the mistake is, and then you'll have an argument. But you can't do that. You won't do that. Puro won't do that. It will play on his mind in his sleep, so whatever this is. Everything is slowly... Okay, so this is just his little wishful thinking. It's just more of a storytelling. All right, let's see if it had any closer to it. It doesn't matter. He will never admit to us. It's himself he has to face, But this is what goes wrong in science, is that these people with real agendas fuck the game. And that's what happened 300 years ago, okay? A French woman with an agenda fucked the scientific game. And you're paying for it 300 years later. All right, brilliant reply. Okay, whatever. Hard to say that was brilliant, that mush. Well done demonstrations. Well, okay, so who knows what that is. You continue to impress, my friend. Excellent. So, he's impressed. Fine. That's probably Todd Quick. That's Farley. Okay, you are the most welcome, Todd. Thank you for your kind words. There is no Todd. Frank, it's just hilarious. All right, awesome. Devastating video, Stephen. Okay, thanks a lot. So, this is the nutball again. 24 frames at 120 frames equals 24 to 2.20 seconds. So He's doing unnecessary math because there is no 120 frames per second in that video, but whatever. So I don't know why he's redoing Brozo's math. Interesting. Just kind of useless. You're just looking for proportions. You know, it's not that complicated. You know, one third, one half. You don't have to have actual speeds. You just have to have numbers that are stay proportional. And then you just know you're looking for a half as big number or a third as big number. Anyway, thank you, John. It helps a lot to have to do all this calculating if I can help it. I did plenty of runs here and only measured the first two. So I genuinely haven't got a clue how any of the others would turn out and can't think of any reason they wouldn't be about the same. Right, it would have been interesting if you did the experiment the opposite way. Okay, bang, have the light card on the right-hand side and push it, the other way. I've got some more videos of similar kinds of tests yet to show. Well, good. Gary's balls down the track. Great, let's see that. Launched from a floppy elastic band exactly like he did, for instance. I don't know what he means by floppy. It's an elastic. They work in slingshots and such. So again, it's his theory that if you have a one-mass object in your slingshot and pull it back a certain distance and let it go, it'll only go, and then put two in. The two, okay, the single one will only go 1.28 as far. It'll only go 0.28 further, the single little marble. You think that's real physics? Because that's the nutty results he got. Because he doesn't know the difference between hitting something and pushing something. Okay, but anyway. I'll get on with finding these other videos, now buried under hundreds I've uploaded recently. What? Where did he upload any videos? Did you see any? I didn't see him upload. They take some finding, and I have titled them too accurately in a rush. I've not titled them too accurately. Onwards and upwards. So that's his slogan for failure, and he just keeps doing it. Fail, fail, fail. Fail to do anything with integrity. Just carry on, Steve. Your ruler glue to the track is world class. So that's almost like too funny, right? I mean, it's got a tear in it, and it's cockeyed. Fuck. Nice anticipating on any crooked camera view comments. They're still worthy of a... The point is that it's not great that you're using a telephoto lens. I mean, a wide-angle lens. You are a very good experiment, brother. Hats off. Okay, well, anyway, I've got to quit reading John Walker comments. They're just mush. Cheers, John. Nice comments. Make it worth the effort and make up for the odd, empty-headed showing up and to do Mr. Strawman's dirty work. So, whatever. I don't think he's got... I wonder. We'll see if there's any comments pointing out, gee, that cart's really racing down the track. Why is that? I agree entirely with John Walker comments. Very well done. So, blah, 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 blah. That's most kind of you, Todd. There is no Todd. But anyway, just doing my best. It feels rather strange to be pumping air through a piece of drain pipe instead of normal things most people do with their time. LOL. He doesn't do, and there's nothing normal in his life. It's quite creepy. I mean, he's detailed tons of it. He really is, Well, whatever. It takes all sorts to make a world go round. Oh, whatever. Glad you and the other half perhaps are still enjoying what I put out. Thanks again. Oh, isn't that sweet? Anyway, the camera has done you proud despite the initial teething troubles and lack of having a viewfinder. Okay, hope you're okay, mate. Well, this is old. They just talk little whatever to each other. Okay, LOL, concede, and pigs might fly. Another I want to upload, mate, so I'm going to push on and find it. But yeah, I'm okay. You too. So, again, he had over a month, he said he had this stuff. What's the big deal? This uploading experiments. Why does it require all of this nonsense to upload a video of an experiment. I did it. It wasn't any trouble. I did the experiment, and 2 hours later, the video was on YouTube. What's the big deal? I just listened to the latest diatribe. Basically, you slagging you off as usual and anyone else who names crop up. So I don't know where that happened in the video. Glad you're okay. So that's just mush. I doubt he has a gasket lift. I don't know what that is. In all seriously, for his own sake, I wish he could just say, well, reluctantly, I have to accept nature doesn't do quite what I thought. So why won't you accept that, you know, Professor Lewin said nature can't finagle momentum. Well, why do you think it can? And it's time for a reevaluation. I don't have to reevaluate anything, but anyway. Let's understand, his experiment just violated, okay, momentum, in the sense that the amount of energy going that way wasn't enough to undo the energy going the other way, okay? So it really didn't work. That would be okay in my way of understanding why he has to slag me off, because otherwise he would have to slag himself off. Well, I don't even know what this, you know. This English talk is a little bit creepy sometimes. There is literally a 0% chance that we ever concede his incorrect assertions about KE and momentum. Well, I don't have anything to concede, but you haven't made any counter arguments. You haven't explained how it's not free energy. Free momentum isn't free energy. And you haven't explained how the perpetual motion machine I described, and there's others you could create. I mean, you can make one just out of levers. But I'm just saying, you haven't explained how those things can't work. That the free momentum isn't real energy at all. I mean, you're given nothing. All right, to do so would mean his entire system is nonsense and all the years of work were wasted. So I, frankly, it doesn't really change the gravity theory, and it's not going to change the magnetism theory. It doesn't change any of the others, so that's a lie too. These are clearly independent concepts, okay? If you proved kinetic energy, you're not proving Einstein's general relativity correct. You should be able to figure that part out. That, you know, these subjects really aren't interconnected in a substantial way. They're different aspects describing. Now, I would say they are all connected in the sense that, you know, if energy comes in some other form than momentum, I'll concede that, you know, I don't know where it could possibly have any kind of connection to any kind of, then there would be free energy in the universe. We wouldn't have to even make the perpetual motion machine because the universe would already be doing it. All right. Yes, I do agree. But if Gary can fantasize his prove the moon to be made of cheese. Well, so again, these are not arguments on the subject. Let's see. I did reply earlier, but it seems you two decided to delete my comment for some odd reason. I did use saying that there is... know it as Keeler folk, whatever, Lazar, I don't know what all that, how it could possibly be related to me. Not in any way. Well, even if he never admitted, it's good to create those videos to show everyone else how full of shit he is. So just let's understand, that's how high their standard is of a quality experiment. They have seen nothing. They haven't seen the air track go back and forth, so they don't even know that it's frictionless. Right? We've obviously seen a cart substantially gain momentum, so we have no assurance the air track is level, and he's perfectly satisfied. Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, poor man. I feel sorry for him. Weren't so obnoxious, arrogant, on top of being just plain wrong. Blah 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 blah. We've heard all this crap. You still haven't done one single experiment that isn't catastrophically and fundamentally and mechanically flawed, because you're just a propagandist and a retard. Are a retard and a propagandist. I can't say for sure which one you do as a true profession. I bet you he will use the Play-Doh. I bet you he will use the Play-Doh that is used to balance the cart. So he obviously has more info than we do. Now, I thought he just used some putty to stick the stupid Lego, right, that he's using as grabbers. You know, not a very I mean, not the perfect solution, in my opinion. If you want to make a grabber or a handle or something, it might be better to just glue parts on. But anyway, as the reason why his hypothesis failed. So it didn't, nothing I did failed. Anyway, even though the cart was completely stable when you released it. Okay, so, I mean, there really isn't any hope here, right? Even though the cart was completely stable when you released it. Now, isn't that just too pathetic? I mean, it's right in the video, okay? And again, the point is it accelerates. It doesn't just drift. It goes faster and faster and faster. And he won't even concede that. So yes, this really is intractable. This is just religious kooks arguing for their Jesus theory. It is so simple, really. If you are running forward and now you decide to run backwards, you have to stop transferring all of your moment to the ground and then push of the ground to move backwards, transferring even more momentum to the ground. So you can't transfer anything to anything unless you move it. So when something doesn't yield, you can't transfer. That's when you get reflections. So if you throw a tennis ball against a brick wall, the brick wall isn't yielding. It's not taking any of the energy. And so the ball gets it. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Conservation of momentum. Anyway. It's a struggle to follow his topsy-turvy logic sometimes. So again, there's nothing topsy-turvy in, you know, beyond the fact that there's a lever. Yeah, you know, sometimes people call that a teeter-totter. And all you have to do is point out where I made a mistake in my description of how it works. And to be honest, even though I always expect him to pull some clever excuse out of the bag, well, it doesn't take any clever reasoning to understand that if your air track is going downhill this way, you would expect there to be extra momentum in the second cart. Because it's getting it from gravity. Okay, I'm always quite shocked how poor his excuses are. Whatever. Clearly, you know, again, every experiment he creates contrived devices. So, you know, it's a poor excuse to point out to him that when he was trying to give things velocity and he was doing it with a mechanism that uses gravity, that putting more weight on the thing that swings can't possibly give you more velocity because things fall at the same rate in gravity. So he didn't even pick on something that easy. And here's saying he's calling that excuse making to point out, well, you sure fucked up in that experiment, didn't you, Steve? All right, they aren't even bordering on being intelligent. They're always very, very silly. So again, the cart moving without touching it, without pushing it, moving 3/4 of the pushing velocity all by itself is insignificant. Okay, sure it is. All right, most of them actually proven wrong. If only his daft pals backing him up, and there's so few of whatever these are, these daft pals, this club I have, it's so few in number. You know, it's just so funny that he just thinks anybody, any single person who might agree with me that, yeah, I need an explanation. I mean, free momentum does sound like free energy to me, too. You know, how can you even imagine it? I can go from zero momentum to something, some kind of momentum. Well, that has to be energy. How can it not be energy? Of course it's energy. All right. If only his daft pals backing him up would black actually being white could recognize the sheer stupidity of some of his arguments. Well, the point is your people already know that your experiments are filthy and poorly contrived, and they don't care. And that's the truth. They've never caught you on any of your errors. They didn't point out, hey, Steve, you can't lift little tiny plastic things, you know, with your compression of a string experiment. All right, you have to lift objects that are actually heavier than the objects colliding with the strings or it ain't going to work. None of your people pointed out the flaws in your experiments. Anyway. Oh, I love when people do the scare bear thing. You know, obviously, a very trivial, silly woman. Okay, we'll never accept anything that contradicts what he has actually decided is true in his own twisted mind. So it's twisted to think free momentum is free energy. You have to be crazy. Yeah, I don't think so. He is the epitome of a creationist in every way except the topic at hand. Except the topic at hand. In every way except the topic at hand. What does that mean? And he gave that a heart. I don't even know what the fuck that means. He's the epitome of a creationist. In every way except the topic at hand. I have no idea. True, but still, it always interesting to see how ridiculous his excuses have to get for him to maintain that allusion to both himself and his friends. I don't know what that could mean either. Nope. Yet, he's exactly the same level as, I don't know who this is, Bernabergocrat. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Oh, that's Godfrey. Oh, too pathetic. Like, everybody knows who this Shiton Boogercrat is. Yeah, sure. Let's go take that on the street and see how many people get that one right. Oh, man. What a pile of shit. So anyway, they're calling me the creationist, right? And I'm the one defending, frankly, all of the theories that take all of the magic and the woo and the gods out of everything. It's just too silly. All right, to see comments, click. Oh, he's doing that. And yeah, we already. Yeah, okay. So he's gonna have to tell the people watching his video how to use the internet. Yep, she couldn't figure it out. But they know physics. Oh, logical empiricists. This ought to be good. All right. This is outstanding. Okay, so he won't even concede. Ooh, you know, you could have got that tape measure a little straighter. You know, it sort of matters, tape measures, you know, when they turn them this way, you know, in arcs, because the inches get smaller. When the tape measure's crooked, the little inches get smaller. Yeah. Anyway. Of course, Draft Science had not the slightest chance in the world of getting this one right. But now, so again, he doesn't think there's a slight chance in the world. So there's only one experiment in the world, Professor Lewin's. It has clay on it and a tape measure that's upside down. And that's it. And he was just sure that, oh yeah, that's all the evidence we needed was the clay experiment. Yeah, the blob of clay on the cart. That's good enough. So he was well certain, you know, based on really just crap evidence. So, and we have nothing else verifying it. We have no video of it taking four times more gas to go twice as fast. We have no video of an 8-pound bowling ball knocking down twice as many pins. We have no video of the smaller and smaller wrecking ball doing more and more work. We have absolutely no evidence confirming this theory. None. So anyway. But now we have proof. So he's saying it too. This is what proof should look like. All by itself, without putting any energy into the machine, it's already making 75% of the energy it'll produce. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The cart's moving without putting any energy in the experiment already. It's already free energy, and he didn't even touch it. Okay. Of course, Gary is not going to accept it nor admit defeat. Well, because there isn't enough evidence for any reason to do that, not even close. And again, you haven't still made any argument even touching the subject of how free momentum isn't free energy. He will just name another man that surely is not a true Scotsman moving that goalpost. So this is just more, oh, it's moving the goalpost to have standards. Yeah, it's just so funny. Oh, fuck. Nice one, thanks. Yeah, well, that wasn't much. All right, so that's all there was, just rubbish, really. I mean, phew, I thought they would have been more, but that's good. All right, so now we can move on to, the Kathy Loves History video, and we'll point out all the bullshit in that pile of crap. So let's see if he's got other videos. He says he was going to upload, so let's see if we got more Brozo videos to play with. Rolling half a pool ball. There's some new stuff here. Okay, good. So let's see what kind of crap there is here. All this, again, all this crap that he puts on the icons. Ugh, amazing. So anyway. So he sawed pool balls in half. I don't know. So I can't even imagine how silly this experiment's going to be. But anyway. So something to look forward to. And such. So, this has been DraftPhysics.com video presentation. Debate physics also. But again, the debate is pretty unsubstantial in the sense that the one side doesn't provide any kind of logic or reasoning, and they just provide faked experiments. And frankly, when the error is so egregious, you know, when the cart's racing down the track and you haven't touched it yet, that's pretty obvious bullshit. All right. So till the next time, such.